Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. This Thanksgiving weekend, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling cases and conversations that we've had in the last year. Here's another one of those conversations. Are they protecting someone? When you look at that string of people connected, it does make a lot of sense. Is that what's happening? I don't know. But why can't we at least look at this? Because it was never even looked at correctly the first time, because it was never investigated as a homicide the first time.
Exactly.
So
it did no investigation.
So why not just take us where the evidence leads? Take a look. And if it leads to someone that may be being protected, then that's where it goes. But obviously, if you're trying to protect someone, you're going to do everything you can to not let it get to that place on a lot of technicalities.
Exactly. And it's similar in terms of kind of the way I felt about the West Memphis 3 and the DNA that they found and, you know, them trying to come in. And that was the defendants coming in who had entered into an Alford plea. And the judge, you know, the judge is like, look, you're out. Like, you don't have any standing now. The case is over. You don't have any standing to come into court and request this. And, you know, and I'm sitting there on Twitter hollering, well, you know, why isn't there a law for the victims' families? Like, they deserve to know what happened. They deserve a full investigation. If they have DNA, like, I just, and I've been a part of the system for 20 years, I cannot find a rationale that works for why we can't try to get to the truth.
Well, I found it interesting with the lower court even agreeing with the family, but ruling against that in itself was bizarre. If you don't have standing, okay, but we agree, like, this is really messed up. There's a lot of things that were wrong here. Is that just how it sits and that's where it stands? Because that's how our laws are right now. What needs to change?
That's what I'm saying. The court had nowhere to hang their hat.
Yeah.
They have to follow the law.
Yeah.
The law is very clear. They did not have standing to go into that court with a cause of action. Like, they just didn't have it. It doesn't exist in the law. That's what I'm saying. When it gets up to the appellate level, it's going to say, okay, we have to carve out an exception or some kind of niche for this in order, in these types of rare occasions, to give somebody some power to be able to come in on behalf of, you know, victims of crimes and to have standing to be able to try to get something done in a court of law. Because right now it just doesn't exist. You know, it really doesn't.
Why do they not have standing? I guess is another question. The parents, when you're coming in and saying, look at all these obvious glaring issues here, we are her parents. What makes them not have standing? I guess what qualifies as having standing?
Because you have to be a party to the action.
Okay.
That's how you have standing.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, even the West Memphis 3, because their case was pled out, it was over, the court lost jurisdiction, they no longer had standing for a different reason, you know, but they did not have standing to come into the court. Like, the court in that case, where they had found, because of advancements in DNA technology, had found additional DNA on the shoelaces of one of the kids, and it should be tested. Like the families all deserve to know. If it's the West Memphis 3 that did it, okay. If it wasn't, let's find out who it was.
Yeah.
You know, or at least find out whose profile that is so that they can investigate it. And it's the same thing. Like, here you've just got parents that just, as unbelievable as it seems, they don't have standing to get into the courtroom because they're not a party to the action. You know, now if we were talking about a civil case, and they were filing, and if there was a suspect, it's like exactly what happened with OJ. Yeah, he was found not guilty, but the Goldmans then sued him in civil court, even though he was acquitted in criminal court. They had standing, even though, you know, their son was dead, but his estate was still there, and they were they came in on behalf of the estate, and the estate was the one using. So, I mean, civilly they could do something, but because they did no investigation, there's no avenue.
Yeah.
It's super frustrating, but and it's like one of those things where, you know, you see the warts of the criminal justice system and kind of the flaws in the system as it exists now, you know, and it's frustrating. It really is, you know, and it's going to have to be ultimately just a lot of pressure being put on somebody that can make a decision to do the right thing here.
And
it's that simple.
They have filed a civil suit. The Greenbergs have filed the civil suit. It accuses specific law enforcement, prosecutors, and the medical examiner and officials of misconduct and of participating in a conspiracy to cover up Ellen's murder. Unspecified monetary damages that they're going for. Discovery is going on right now. Could something like this in the discovery of the civil suit lead to a criminal investigation into any of this? If there are, you know, findings that come to light that really point to a cover up or police not doing their job.
I mean, it could. It depends. It really depends on the discovery that they're going to allow in the civil case. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm plaintiff's counsel, I'm going in there and arguing, look, we have to be able to look at this evidence mm-hmm. in order to prove our claim.
Yeah.
And whether or not, because in civil cases, just like in criminal cases, you have a right to discovery. You make discovery requests. Now, that's going to be a big battle. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, I mean, law enforcement can't sit there and say it's an active investigation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's typically we're not going to honor a FOIA request because it's an active investigation. It's their number one go-to to not tender information. In this case, they're not going to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, that's the whole reason they're getting sued, mm-hmm. because they won't actively investigate it. So, I mean, in theory, you know, in order to try to prove up their case, and they're asking for the actual investigation file to show what these people did not do. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the judge may rule, yeah, I'm going to allow them to, like, it's a definitely a potential backdoor into it, into getting that discovery. You know, I mean, the question then becomes, what can they do with it?
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, they don't care about the money. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in this to find their daughter's killer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And get him convicted or her, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I mean, it's certainly an avenue. You know, it's definitely no guarantee. And that's going to be highly litigated, that aspect of it, you know, when it gets to that point. And I'm sure that'll be a case because of the potential for it to actually blossom into, you know, something that could produce evidence that would help them get somebody under arrest. It'll be one of those cases, a civil case, kind of like the Maya case, where mm-hmm. it's got a lot of interest, even though it's a civil matter, because of the potential ramifications of it. I'm sure it'll be televised, like when it gets to that point civilly, you know?